This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. We're your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed, Jack Taggerman, here for another episode of Socks in 7, coming off a sweep of the Pirates. But before that, we missed a series in Cleveland where we lost 3 out of 4. But in that one game, the only game we're going to really talk about in this series is Tanner Houck's complete game shut piece. What a performance. Just absolutely fucking diced.
I mean, that was special to watch, man. Like, Tanner Houck, end of the rotation guy, but I mean, he's hitting every spot. The slider, sweeper, whatever he's got going on, it's hitting for sure. But yeah, I mean, he's a Cy Young candidate so far, which is crazy to say, but I mean, ERA 1.35, I think, right now. Sub-1 whip. It's just, you can't ask for much more out of that guy.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely didn't do that Orioles series either, right?
No, I did.
Oh, you did personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, after that series, like, I watched all the games in that series, and I was pretty upset. Like, and then I just decided to not watch the Red Sox for, like, a pretty long time until that Houck game I watched the last couple innings. Then this Pirates series I watched a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, like, Houck obviously shoved that game. That's what we were talking about. But, like, at this point in the season, like, the Boston Red Sox, like, we're just not a team where, like, we can afford to have Devers, Casas, Story, Pivetta. Like, all of our players are just hurt. So, like, that's not good.
Definitely not. I mean, you have your entire starting infield other than your catcher gone, out for the season, basically. I mean, not actually for the season, but, I mean, Vaughn Grissom's still recovering in Worcester. Casas is hurt, and, like, it's not looking pretty. Still haven't gotten numbers on that. Rafi was supposed to be in the lineup today. He's not. I think Rafi's...
Like, for Devers, you know, he's just, like, he's playing, but, like, you know, he's just, like, battling, like, a nagging injury. And, like, he's not 100% clear. And then, like, Casas has definitely been our second best hitter. Oh, yeah, also O'Neal is hurt. Like, yeah. Not good. Not good for us. We're still hanging in there, 13-10, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you lose Devers and O'Neal on the same play because Devers runs out to the middle of left field to field the fly ball. I mean, like, Tyler O'Neal's camped under that thing. But, I mean, maybe that's a communication thing. Who knows? But, I mean, we're fielding a AAA roster, and we somehow just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates, who, I mean, aren't expected to be a great team this year. But, I mean, they started out pretty well, so.
Yeah,
they're decent. They're just not, like, that's a team that, like, you can expect to win against. Like, the A's and, like, the Nationals go into that game expecting, like, oh, we can win this series. It's like, that's not the same thing as, like, playing, like, good teams. But, yeah, I mean, we're playing another good team this week. The Guardians are, what, like, 16-6?
Yeah, best record in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's nice to see, like, you went 1-5 against the A's and Pirates last year during a stretch. Like, I think it's important that, like, we're beating these bad teams. Obviously, we're fielding a AAA roster, and it's really hard to see, but the boys are battling. The pitching has just been outstanding. Like, that complete game shutout from Tanner Houck, 94 pitches. I can't remember the last time a pitcher has thrown a complete game with under 100 pitches.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, thanks.
I touched on this the last podcast I was in too. It's just like everything that we expected coming into the season, the exact opposite has happened. It's like we're not hitting the ball all that well. The starting pitching's dominating. The bullpen's been all right, I guess. Jolly Rodriguez is good for at least one or two runs every single time he gets out there. But, I mean, yeah, I don't really know how sustainable that starting pitching is. But I also don't think it's sustainable for our offense to struggle the way it has, especially if we start getting healthy. Isn't Grissom supposed to be back fairly shortly.
Yeah, my guess is probably after the Cleveland series, they'll probably debut him in at Fenway with Chicago coming into town. And
The
like,
Cubs?
Yeah.
We're playing the Cubs this weekend?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, so I mean, like, we're just playing, like, two pretty, like, relatively good baseball teams that are better than us. So, like, it'd be good to go. It'd be good to split these next six games 3-3 in my estimation. Like, that'd be a win for us.
We're 10-3 on the road, like, and 3-7 at home. Like, what are those numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, back to what Tags was saying, though, like, the pitching staff has been absolutely outstanding, especially Cutter Crawford, especially Tanner Houck, and Bello has pitched really well his last two, like, despite, like, giving up a few this first couple.
You
and
want
then, to like,
stay.
Beta and Whitlock are both just hurt, but.
Here's a stat on Brian Baio. Better ERA during the day than the night this
really?
year. Yeah. So
that's not like him at all. That's
I know.
Not...
Maybe beat the case, maybe not.
Yeah.
Looks like Reedy Bing is frozen. But another thing I wanted to say is like a lot of people are like hopping on the Cutter Crawford train, like, oh, like
in my back.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's hopping on the Cutter Crawford train saying, like, oh, yeah, like, we predicted their breakout season this year. Like, bro, back off.
We predicted
like,
that 3 years ago.
We knew it 3 years ago. When we started this podcast, you could go back. We got the receipts. We were on Cutter Crawford from day one. Like, he's a dog. Everybody needs to stop taking credit for being on him. Like, no, like, we saw it.
No, that was us, for sure. So, who's pitching tonight? Houck against Ben Lively is what
yeah.
I think. And
yeah.
The Sox are like plus 102 of ML, plus a half versus five. Like, yeah, definitely take that. I mean, I sure will be. Like, we definitely have a big advantage on the mound, big advantage in terms of like how these guys are throwing lately. But yeah, I mean, the Guardians are a scrappy team. They scrap out wins. They got a good ball club, and our lineup tonight like isn't going to have O'Neill, Devers, Casas, or like Story. So those are like probably our four best hitters, or like what you would say our four best hitters would be going into the season. So
O'Neill's back tonight.
Okay.
So
that's
we got
good.
One somebody back. Rob Refsnyder came back up. He's been balling.
Asian sensation, baby.
Yeah. I mean,
very sensational.
We said it when he got hurt. We're like, this team's going to need him. They needed him. And he was a big reason why that they swept the Pirates. But the other biggest reason why they swept the Pirates. Willier Abreu.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's hot. He's hot.
What a 180. I mean, he's been absolutely breaking since we called him out on the podcast. That continues to be a trend. So, like, it's great to see. He's, like, obviously, like, he scares me fielding. Like, he's made some great catches, but, like, I feel like the only reason why they're great catches is because he gets horrible jumps. And then if you hit a ground ball to him out there, like, there's a 9 out of 10 chance that he boots it.
Yeah.
But keep raking, kid.
Yeah, I mean, when we traded Vasquez for him and Manuel, like, Willier was definitely, like, the prospect who had, like, more of a chance to be, like, your everyday, like, top-of-the-order, middle-of-the-order guy. And, like, he definitely showed sparks last year and, like, this – and, like, obviously off to a horrible start this year, but Cora stuck with him because, like, we were demanding him to get sent down. He's coming around. And then, like, for Ed Manuel, he just needs to hit home run.
Yeah.
Because, like, he, how many home runs has he hit, too?
I think.
Yeah, he needs to hit more home runs than that because, like, his average is probably not going to be there because, like, he swings out of his shoes, but he just needs to hit home runs, like, in the seventh spot. And, like, if he can throw in, like, one every couple series, we should be good.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you just need him to, like, hit a righty really hard.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you can ask for from him, especially with when Vaughn Grissom comes back. They'll probably platoon him, which I'm fine with, like, at least until Vaughn Grissom, like, gets going. Because when I saw him in Worcester, I visited Polar Park. He didn't look great, and, like, he wasn't hitting well. Rob did. Rob hit a bomb first inning. But Grissom, he wasn't running anything out still. He was DHing, and, like, He hit like a really slow chopper to third and easily could have beat it out, and he just like walked down the line. So like he was obviously like told not to run. So like I don't know how long, like how bad his injury is. And like Pavetta sounds like he's gonna need another 2 weeks. Whitlock, I have no idea how long that's gonna take. And like Costas is just a huge blow to this team. Like I really felt like he was being the leader on the team, kind of like taking all the young guys under his shoulder, like, hey guys, like we can do this. And now I feel like it's Willy or Bray who's like the only one on the team. And like Jaren's quietly cooled off like quite a bit.
He has.
I mean,
he's
still
confident up there though, for sure. I mean, he's probably the only guy in the roster that every time he steps to the plate, I'm like, all right, this guy can get on one way or another. And he's a great guy to have on, obviously. One of the best runners there is.
Yeah, I mean, he's still been doing his thing on the base pass for sure.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Tag.
I was just going back to Cutter. One thing I kind of noted or like just thought about during the game the other day is he has a very unique arm slot. And I wonder, I wonder if that's kind of like deceptive to hitters and all, because I can't think of many guys that kind of do the whole inside like shove kind of arm slot. But I mean, I'm sure that's not fun to look at from the batter's.
Yeah, it's ball. Like Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito, yeah. And him have like the exact same like their four seam almost rises and like stuff like that. Like they throw from that arm slot, and like that could have been part of why he brought him in, and maybe he helped out Cutter. Like I don't know. Looking at their releases and windups, it's very similar.
For sure. The only thing I really get worried about with the pitching staff is just their health. Like, obviously, Andrew Bailey comes in and he's done wonders for them, like, pitching-wise, but it's a completely different thing. Just, like, they're throwing so much more off-speed. And, like, obviously, off-speed puts less strain on the body or on your elbow and stuff. But, like, at the same time, you're still doing something completely different. And, like, that's how injuries happen. I wonder if there's anything to that, or at least with Pavetta, maybe. I mean, Whitlock, just he's not a starter. Like at some point we got to realize like he's not going to stay healthy enough to be a starter.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, what's today? Today's April 23rd.
Yeah.
If we're 13-10.
Yeah.
Like this is probably a heck of a lot to ask for. But like if our pitching staff like stays healthy and keeps throwing well, like how can Crawford, Bello will do his thing, and then like our pen, like Slayton's been nasty. Weiser just like eat innings, get outs. Kenley and Chris Martin, like even though they're old, they still like keep getting outs. If all those guys, like if the pitching staff stays good, and like by the time it's like late June, getting into July, we're coming around to the break, we're still hovering like above 500. Like, and then all of our guys come back, like Devers is finally healthy, Casas is back and drinking again. Then like that's something to be excited about, but like that's a long way out and a lot to ask for, I feel like. So
yeah, I mean, if I had told you that this team was 13-10 after 23 games, you would be pumped. You would feel like we had a chance at the World Series, and like it definitely doesn't feel that way right now. But like, I mean,
we also just haven't played against many World Series like competitive like teams that have their eyes on the World Series this year, like besides the Orioles, in which we got swept.
No, that's what I was gonna, even if you look ahead, like we play a bunch of like decent teams, but like, you know, you don't see like the big payroll teams, like you don't see the Yankees anywhere like relatively soon. You don't see the Dodgers, you don't see the Astros, even though they're horrible right now. I'm sure they'll get going. But I mean, that means that, like, in theory, those teams are going to start to stack up over the summer. So,
exactly. And that's when we need to be healthy and have our pitching staff be throwing well and still be above 500, which could be a lot to ask for. Like, we just need to not collapse, just hang in there, scrap out wins. Like, let's, like, scrap out a win tonight. Like, though tonight's a winnable baseball game. You're facing Ben Live. Like, let's score some runs. How throw the ball, like, down in the zone, get that slider working. Like, let's win baseball games.
Yeah. I feel like there's like, yeah, there's like some good teams this year, but I feel like there's not that many like great teams in the MLB other than like the Braves. I don't see like a complete roster that like makes me scared. Like maybe the Dodgers, but like we have a better record than the Dodgers right now somehow.
Yeah,
the Braves are definitely off to the best start. They look really good, and like obviously the Dodgers will get going at some point. The Orioles and Yankees definitely both scare me in the division, especially with the Yankees getting Cole back soon. I mean, the Guardians are 16-6. They'll probably be in the playoffs, like scrapping around. They'll be looking to make a move at the deadline too. And then, like, yeah, the AL West, like, the Rangers are the reigning World Series champions. So, like, I mean, there's definitely good teams out there. But, like, I get what you're saying. Like, I could see we could go, like, the only team that I would say right now, if, like, we were healthy going into a playoff series, like, best of five or best of seven, that we have absolutely no chance to beat would probably be the Braves and probably the Dodgers too. Yeah. And maybe even the Orioles. So, yeah, maybe there is a lot of teams.
Yeah, but, like, those three teams, like, yes, but, like, at every other team, I feel like we got a pretty good shot. That's all.
The Phillies are hot right now, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing about the Yankees that's been pissing me off is, you know, Gerrit Cole is obviously one of the best to do it. He hasn't been healthy. Their other guys are throwing pretty darn well right now. They've got some great starts out of their guys. So, you know, hard to see them really, really going away this year, especially if they stay healthy.
Yeah, no, I mean, Juan Soto has been unbelievable for them. Like,
yeah, what are they, like 15-7? And, like, Aaron Judge like hasn't done like anything.
Yeah, like,
that's a scary
they've
part.
Been playing good ball. I'm ready to move on to series preview if you guys are.
Yeah.
Game one, Reed already said it. We got Ben Lively versus Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck facing this team again for the second straight pitching appearance for him. Obviously, he went 9, so like they've seen him. Look for the over in this game. That's all I'm saying. I really hope Tanner shoves, but like this is a great hitting lineup. I mean, Josh Naylor's been raking. Jose Ramirez, one of the best hitters in baseball. Like they.
I think Stephen Kwan's like 350 right now also.
Yeah, and like Andrés Giménez, another great hitter too.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Lively is really, really bad though. Like he's triple A caliber, like he's a middle of the rotation guy in triple A. I don't really know like why he's up right now. But I mean, the fact that we get to face him again, like say less, like let's get the bats going. He's not gonna blow anybody away with his stuff. So maybe we score some runs tonight.
Yeah, maybe. And then on say today's Tuesday, Wednesday, we got a TBD.
Yep, undecided. I was gonna say that before the series. They're definitely an undecided in there somewhere.
Yeah. TBD. I mean, he's been pitching great for the Sox so far this year.
Do we think that's gonna be another Bernardino 2-inning start, like bullpen kind of day? Or
I mean, they did that 2 days ago. I don't really know if they can afford to do that again.
I mean, yeah, undecided has a 0 ERA, 0 walks, right? He has 0 wins too.
He's pretty nasty, yeah. But
who's
like
going for them in that game?
Versus Carlos Carrasco, who also kind of
sucks. Also bad. He's also bad.
So like I think you could steal one. I think we see like a 40-man roster move tomorrow and we grab someone from Worcester to start a game. And we'll see how that goes. But I like the over in that one too.
Yeah, if we score some runs and win two games, I'd be hip to that decision.
For sure. And then on Thursday, 1:10, we have an absolute beauty game. If you're not doing anything, tune into this one. We got Tristan McKenzie versus Brian Bale. That's going to be a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, I'll watch that one. McKenzie is definitely my guy. I have a few cool cards of him. But, yeah, he look at his numbers right now, Tebow. Like, astronomical amount of walks. Like, he has walked more people than innings he's pitched, like, by, like, a good margin. He has, like, how many walks, Tebow? Read out his stats right now.
Once you get it. So, Tristan McKenzie's 2-2 with a 5 ERA, 18 innings pitched.
Yes.
11 strikeouts. A 1.61 whip, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's not great. His
last 7 games, he has 15 walks.
Yeah. 15 walks and 18 innings pitched this year.
Yeah.
That's like horrible. Look to take a free bag against him because he might not find the zone.
Yeah, no, that's not good at all. And his strikeout numbers aren't impressive either. I mean,
Yeah, so realistically, I would say we have, I mean, maybe not on Wednesday. I mean, actually, I would give undecided the edge over Carlos Carrasco. Carlos Carrasco is washed. He's not very good at all. So, I mean, we definitely have the advantage on the bump all three games here. And, like, we're just going to need to hit, and then maybe we can win a couple games, win a series.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're obviously been a good road team. Like, I really think we sweep. I really do. Maybe I'm being way too positive, but I think you got Tyler O'Neill coming back today. Hopefully Rafi tomorrow, who was supposed to be today. Give him one extra day. I mean, he's obviously gonna be hurt all season, it seems like. At some point there's gotta be an IL stint for him, but I think there's a good chance that we sweep.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, the Guardians are playing some good ball this year, though. Just one thing I wanted to touch on as I read through these stats. Bobby Dalbec's 1 for 30. That he if I had 30 at bats, he would only have one more hit than me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I tuned into the Pirates game for like a little bit, but I think it was game two. He was like they had the audacity on Nesson to show his stat line at the bottom of the screen. Bobby Dalbec 0 for 22, not like 11 Ks. And I was like, bro, there's just no way. And then he rips a double into the gap, Bobby Dalbec style, off of like some relatively bad Pirates triple A pitcher. So
I think the only guy in the league any worse than him is Jackson Holliday. That I mean, he's struggling real bad. I'm sure he's a good ball player. I'm sure he'll get it figured out, but scary hours for Baltimore considering he was like the face of your farm and, supposed to be the next big thing.
I feel like if you keep talking like this, Tags, like there's going to be a series in the middle of the year, and he's going to hit four home runs against us. Like,
No, I mean, I literally like actively prayed on him to be bad because it's really bad for the Red Sox if he's good because that roster's already good. So, I mean, so far so good.
yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
this series coming up is like, I'm with Tebow. I'm like, I think that we can sweep, but if we were to get swept, would I be that surprised? Like, not really. So, I mean, really anything can happen. Every game's going to be a pick 'em probably, like especially the games where we have a pitching advantage. So we're gonna have to see what happens.
absolutely. My final thought for today is Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, and Kyle Till have been absolutely raking in Portland.
Raking.
I think you keep them all together. Like,
Yeah, I like that.
I
Yeah,
think you
I don't
just
mind
keep them
that at all.
together. They're hitting. I mean, obviously, it's been a small sample size. They've only played like 15 games, but they're all hitting like over 300, close to 400, some of them like absolutely crushing the ball. Like, I think you move them up to Polar Park and just
All at once. I like
all at
that train
once.
of thinking. I like that train of thinking. Like somewhere in like September or somewhere in like August, September,
I think
or
you do.
maybe a little, maybe July.
I think you do it now,
Okay.
honestly, or like
I'm
June.
hearing you.
Let them play the summer in Worcester, and if they continue to do well, I think if at least if you're out of it in September, screw it, why not?
Yeah.
But
I don't hate
like
that at all.
Roman Anthony's 19 and he's absolutely raking double A pitching. Like, he
Yeah.
seems like a special talent. So
Marcelo's got to be only like what, 21 also?
he's not crazy. Yeah, he's probably
Yeah.
21, maybe 22.
So yeah, I mean that was one thing I was going to touch on earlier. I mean, whatever happens this season happens, but at least you seem to know you got three guys coming up. If it's not late this season, probably at some point next year, like that look like they can contribute. And like that tweet I sent you guys, I forget who it was from, but like Buster Posey, Nomar, and Mookie are just like waiting down in Portland, like ready to be called up. So
Yeah. You got anything, Rudy Bing?
no, I mean, good pod, got a lot out. Good to not talk much about the Orioles series. And yeah, I mean, like we were playing bad ball and I was pissed, but now we swept the series, so I'm back to talk about baseball. I only like baseball. when the Red Sox are good. So, yeah, I mean, if we just like it's just like I said earlier, we just got to scrap together wins, stay right above 500, have all our guys be back when that schedule gets tough in June and July, and like play meaningful baseball down the stretch. That's all we want to see.
Absolutely. All righty. We'll see you guys Thursday or Friday.